the chapel and we're gonna get married. Glory to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Our story begins at Mac and Raven's apartment. Hannah and Raven are up early, preparing to leave for the 9 a.m. wedding walkthrough.
Hannah, I don't think I've ever seen you so happy.
This is the day I've been waiting for my entire life, Raven. It's my wedding day.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples. At Todd and Hannah's apartment, Mac and Todd are about to leave for the church.
I can already tell this is going to be a long day.
Don't say that. I can't even think about getting tired until Hannah and I are at the hotel tonight.
Well, we better get going if we're going to make that rehearsal on time.
Hopefully Mom, Alicia, and Tanya made it this morning.
I'm sure we would have heard from them if there were any problems.
It should be interesting having a walkthrough when I'm not supposed to see Hannah until the real ceremony.
I've been wondering how the hell we're going to pull that off.
Oh, who knows? Hannah will probably have me blindfolded or something. She's very superstitious.
Well, it couldn't hurt. But I don't think the two of you are going to need any luck. You're meant for each other. Everyone can see that.
I just hope that I can be the man that she wants me to be.
Come on, Todd. You already are. Trust me.
In Matt's suite at the Algonquin, Bobby wakes up in his bed and finds Matt lying next to him.
What time is it?
What the hell?
Oh, good morning.
Uncle Matt, what the hell are you doing in my bed?
I don't know. I guess I must have fallen asleep here last night.
What happened? Oh, my head is pounding.
Oh, you came home drunk from Todd's bachelor party, and I helped you into bed.
And then you stayed here with me? What's going on here?
I was worn out, Bobby. It's no big deal, right?
I don't know. It just kind of freaked me out. I mean, look, I have to get ready for the rehearsal.
At St. John Hospital, Rex and Wanda are talking with Agnes in the fifth floor waiting area.
No, Rex. I'm not leaving New York. I just won't.
Mom, you heard the doctor. Your blood pressure is through the roof. We have to get you away from this stress right now.
My daughter's in a coma, Rex. You don't leave a sick child.
Look, Agnes, you can't do Ellie any good if you have another stroke. Let Rex and me deal with Trey Gallagher. He won't do anything to Ellie. I promise you.
If anything happens to her and I'm not here...
Mom, I can't lose you too right now. You have to go stay with Aunt Mary like we discussed. It's only an hour away.
But I'll never make it back in time if something else happens.
Mom, please, you have to take care of yourself. Do this for me, okay?
At Dean Industries, Serena is working at her desk when Alexandra walks into her office.
Good morning.
You. What do you want?
Serena, I came by to apologize. I've been thinking about what you said, and you were right. I never should have mentioned your husband in my feature. At the time, I just didn't think it would be a problem.
I'm surprised to hear you say that. You seemed so adamant that you had done nothing wrong.
Well, I'll just call it an error in judgment. I hope there's no hard feelings.
Well, since you came all the way over here, I suppose there's no reason to stay angry about the whole thing.
Good.
Okay, so have a nice day.
Listen, Serena, I was thinking that maybe I could make it up to you by taking you out to lunch one day.
Alexandra, that really isn't necessary, honestly.
Yes, I know, but I feel bad that I upset you and...
Oh, jeez.
Serena, what is it? Are you all right?
I'm just feeling a little queasy in the mornings the past few days. And in the afternoons and the evenings.
Maybe you should see a doctor.
Oh, I already have. There's not a whole lot they can do for me.
I guess.
So, Alexandra, if there's nothing else.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, okay, I'll be seeing you. Wait. Serena, are you pregnant?
Alexandra, my personal life isn't really any of your business, so I'd rather not discuss it if you don't mind.
You're right, it isn't. But that's never stopped me before. I know that you're single, Serena. Is the baby's father in the picture?
Get out of my office, Alexandra. What goes on in my life is none of your damn business. I have to get this. You can show yourself out. Serena Stiles.
Hey, it's Dirk. I wanted to check in with you and see how you're doing.
How do you think?
Still having the morning sickness?
Yeah, every day.
I know this is Hannah and Todd's wedding day. It's still not too late to tell Todd about the baby.
Todd Malone has made his feelings clear. He's going to marry Hannah today and live happily ever after. That's just the way it goes. Look, I have someone in my office, so I have to go. I'll be fine. Alexandra, why are you still here? What is your problem?
Todd Malone is the father of your baby?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.